radio station is to the community.
Mm-hmm.
Because we, you know, we come in here, let's talk about, you know, BC before COVID, and we're just doing a job. This is, you know, this is our vocation, it's our career, it's our job, but we have to realize how special it is.
Mm-hmm.
This is an entertainment venue, it's an information venue, and in a lot of cases, for some communities, it can be life or death. We've provided food for people. We provided housing for people. We've saved
toys
people.
And coats,
yeah, toys and
water
coats.
And
protected people from domestic violence and the like.
But it's more than a job for the folks that have worked here at HUR.
Yeah.
You know, you go to a job, it's 9 to 5. And throughout my career here, I never saw that. The folks that I worked with over the years, they were all passionate about serving the community and pursuing their dreams and expectations. And that's what made this place so, that's what makes this place so unique.
Yeah, it does. And I do want to hear from some more of our listeners. I don't want to forget them. Let me go to Larry. Larry calling from D.C. Hey, Larry, thanks for calling. What's on your mind? Larry, can you hear me?
But
go right ahead.
I was a student intern. Can you hear me now?
Go right ahead.
Okay. I was a student intern, like one of the first student interns at WHUR back in 1971. And, you know, just like the first song that was played, Shaft, I was feeling Shaft. And as a young reporter, that was the energy that I brought to student, reporting. And I can remember being down on the monument grounds at the African Liberation Day and actually getting an opportunity to talk to Shaft. He didn't want to talk to me at first, but, I had that mic in my hand, so I was going to get the story, and I got it. But right now, I'm an English professor, you know, at the university across town, UDC, and I just want to wish you guys, like, a very, very happy 50 years, and to be perfectly frank, WHUR gave me life, all right? And I appreciate it so much because I had an opportunity to have so many experiences in the media, working at country and western stations, ABC Radio Network. I had a show on Channel 5 back in the 70s, Black Reflections. So HUR gave students and is still giving students the opportunity to succeed. And I would wish you well and just say hello.
Larry, what's your last name?
Covington.
Larry Covington. Yes, they're nodding their head. Yes, they remember you. Larry, thank you so much for sharing in this 50th anniversary. We appreciate your phone call. I want to make sure, Jim, that we don't forget, and also Sean, that there are other members of the WHUR family that we don't forget. And I want to start, of course, with the people that are responsible for the financial support, our sales team.
Yes.
Talk briefly about the sales team. And Sean, I also want you to talk about, you know, the engineer and the support staff. But first, Jim, the sales team, if you can.
You know, when I first became general manager, one of my goals was to make the radio station self-sufficient financially, because we weren't. And we brought on board a young lady by the name of Jeanette Tice, who actually rebuilt the sales department. And we became completely self-sufficient, where the university did not have to put any money into the station. We sold commercials because we always were commercials. And we had a very talented group of salespeople. Now, the thing to remember is when we went on the air, we had a sales department. So this wasn't a Johnny-come-lately type thing. But during my tenure, we ended up really going after the advertising dollars, both nationally and locally.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, for engineering, Sean, without, you know, the folks who make sure that the electricity is going where it's supposed to go, we would not be heard right now.
No. And there's so many. And of course, Jim started the engineering. He was the original engineer for WHUR. But we do have a great set of support staff behind the scenes that, you know, people don't see. Great engineers, of course, that make sure we stay on the air, and there are many components to making sure that that happens. Our traffic staff, our digital, our front desk, administrative folks that you don't see, you know, programming, music. It's just so many people that make up a radio station that it's hard to even say. I mean, production, the commercials that you hear, somebody has to put them together. The people that run the boards and the consoles,
the business department
that makes sure the bills are paid. I'm trying to go through the office in my head.
Jeff,
right?
And Pat.
Yeah, Jeff. And, yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's so many people, and you know, the one thing I do want to say, just quickly. The thing about this station is that we call ourselves family. We say that, you know, HUR is family. And I'm going to tell you how special a family it is. There are people who I've never worked with a day in my life who are family members to me. And that's what real family is about. I didn't even have to be here at the same time with you, but we're still a part of one WHUR family. Karen Campbell is a perfect example of that. I never worked with Karen. But Karen was loving on my daughter all day today and talking about, you know, how special that was. And just to have that relationship with people, no matter what decade you worked at this station in, we are one WHUR family. And that's the special thing about this station.
Yeah. Jim, you started with the switch. I'll let you have a final word.
It has been, I'm keeping the tears back. It has been a real honor to be a part of this very special organization, and to watch it grow over the years, and to watch a group of African Americans work together as a team for one goal and to be extremely successful. And that's something that I will always cherish.
And Sean, I almost forgot. We talked about yesterday and today. What about tomorrow?
Keep your eyes open. WHUR is not stopping. We're celebrating 50, but that road continues on as we expand to our digital platforms, the content that we're producing. We want you to see WHUR on every platform that exists. We're also doing some partnership with our television station, WHUT. So there's much more to come. We want you to engage with WHUR, WHUT, every way that you possibly can. So stay tuned. Stay tuned and stay connected with us.
Indeed. Well, thank all of you for what you've done for the station, for the Howard University Network. Of course, we started in a trailer on Howard University's campus 50 years ago today. And through it all, we've grown, we've evolved, and changed the radio world. And there's never been anything like this radio station on the planet. Get ready, buckle up, and hang on for the next 50 years. You ain't seen or heard nothing yet. That's the Daily Drum for this Friday, December 10th, 2021. I'm Harold Fisher.